when I go out of door of damosels a score, or sang and burning and clinging, and Yenny will follow me as before. I shall with cultured taste distinguish gems from paste, and hide it to diddle with rank as a niddle if I pronounced it chaste.
A most intense young man, a soulful mind young man, an ultra poetical, super aesthetical, out of the way young man. Conceive me if you can, an everyday young man, a commonplace type with a stick and a pipe and a half a black and tan, who thinks suburban hops more fun than Monday pops, who's fond of his dinner and doesn't get thinner on bottled beer and chops.
A commonplace young man, a matter-of-fact young man, a steady and solid, jolly bank holiday, everyday young man. A Japanese young man, a blue and white young man, Francesco Rimini, Mimini, Pimini, je ne sais quoi young man.
A Chancery Lane young man, a Somerset House young man, a very delectable, highly respectable, threepenny bush young man.
A pallid and thin young man, a haggard and lank young man, a greenery gallery, grove and a gallery, foot in the grave young man.
A Sewell and Cross young man, a Howell and James young man, a pushing young particle, what's an eighth article, Waterloo House young man. Conceive me if you can, a matter of fact young man, an alphabetical aesthetical, everyday young man. Conceive me if you can, a matter of fact young man, an alphabetical, aesthetical, everyday young man.
It is all right. I have committed my last act of ill nature, and henceforth I'm a changed character. La 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 la.
Reginald, dancing? And what in the world is the matter with you?
Patience. I'm a changed man. Hitherto, I've been gloomy, moody, fitful, uncertain in temper, and selfish in disposition.
You have indeed.
All that is changed. I have reformed. I have modeled myself upon Mr. Grosvenor. Henceforth, I am mildly cheerful. My conversation will blend amusement with instruction. I shall still be aesthetic, but my aestheticism will be of the most pastoral kind.
Oh, Reginald, is all this true?
Oh, quite true. Observe how amiable I am.
But, Reginald, how long will this last?
With occasional intervals for rest and refreshment, as long as I do.
Oh, Reginald, I'm so happy. Oh, dear, dear Reginald, I cannot express the joy I feel at this change. It will no longer be a duty to love you, but a pleasure, a rapture, an ecstasy.
My darling.
But, oh, horror!
What's the matter?
Is it quite certain that you have absolutely reformed? That you are henceforth a perfect being, utterly free from defect of any kind?
It is quite certain. I have sworn it.
Then I never can be yours.
Why not?
Love, to be pure, must be absolutely unselfish. And there can be nothing unselfish in loving so perfect a being as you have now become.